Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we adore and praise you, Father God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We honor you today. We thank you that you are the King of Kings. You are Lord. We come to glorify you, to magnify the name of Jesus, to lift up the name of Jesus, to say, Abba, we believe in you. We trust in you. And we know, Father God, that you're going to direct our path because you are a shepherd. Lead us in a plain path, oh God. We honor your presence in Jesus' name. Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face to shine upon us, oh God, and be gracious to us. Lift up your countenance upon us and give us peace. Make us as Ephraim and Manasseh. Let us be satisfied with favor and filled with your blessing. Lord, command your blessing upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Give us revelation and let us be blessed, O God. O God, we are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ. And we receive the blessings of Abraham. Lord, in blessing us, O God, and in multiplying us, multiply us, O God, as the stars of heaven, as the sand of the seashore. Let your showers of blessing be upon our lives, O God. Turn every curse, hallelujah, sent our way into a blessing. Let your blessing make us rich. Let our nations call us blessed in the name of Jesus. Let all nations call us blessed, Lord God. Let all generations call us blessed, O God. We are, hallelujah, sons and daughters of the blessed. O God, we thank you that we live in the kingdom of the blessed. Our sins are forgiven, and we are blessed. Lord, you load us up daily with your benefits, and we say thank you, Lord. We are chosen by you, O God. We are blessed by you, Father. We are the seed of the blessed. Let us inherit the land. We are a part of a holy nation, and we are blessed. Lord, bless our latter end more than the beginning, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. Lord, let your presence bless our lives on a daily basis, O God. We need you. We can't make it without you. We can't even breathe without you, Lord. So, Father, today we say thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you that we address it, that we drink the cup of blessings on a daily basis, Lord. Lord, bless us and cause your face to shine upon us, that your way may be known upon the earth, and your saving health among all nations. Let our children yield increase in the name of Jesus. O God, and let the ends of the earth fear you. We know you favor us because our enemies do not triumph over us. Lord, be favorable unto our land. Excuse me. Lord, grant us life and favor. In your favor, Lord, make our mountains stand strong. Lord, we entreat your favor. Let your favor cause our horn to be exalted. Lord, this is our set time for favor. Remember us, O Lord, with the favor that you bring into us. O God, we are your children, and visit us with your salvation, Father God. Lord, we entreat your favor with our whole heart. Let your favor be upon our lives as a cloud of the latter rain. Let your beauty be upon our lives, and let us, O God, be well favored by you in the name of Jesus. We are highly favored. Lord, let us receive extraordinary favor from you, O God. And we are thanking you. We are blessing you. We are honoring you. We're giving you glory. You are the King of glory. Come in, come in. And we thank you this morning. Oh, we bless your name. We honor you. We honor honor your presence. We can't do anything without you, Lord. We are totally dependent upon you, even more so than a baby that depends upon its mother, a newborn, oh God. Oh God, we're following after you. We're after your heart, oh God. We need more of you in our daily lives, in our daily walk. So we are thanking you today for what you're doing on Bible Storyland. Bless each and every family that come on Bible Storyland, Lord God. Oh God, draw us all closer to you than ever before. Let 2017 be a year of blessings, a year, Lord God, where we are a year of obedience, where we are moving quickly to what you tell us to do, where we are honoring you through our obedience, Lord God. We just thank you this morning. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, we have Karen Itell on with us this morning from Houston, Texas. Good morning, Karen.
You got three or four men out there watching me. Can I move?
Good morning, Karen.
Go ahead.
Karen? I don't know where she is. Maybe she stepped away from the phone.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hope that boy don't catch cold.
All right. You ready to pray a song of praise? Somebody has a radio on or something and some, like, talking in the background. Could you shut that down? Karen, you ready to play the song? Karen? She'll be right back. Hallelujah.
I'm listening to you, and you're not hearing me.
No, I can't hear you. I ask you,
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now, but I couldn't hear you a minute. I just said, are you ready to play the song?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We give you glory. I love that song. Thank you so much, Karen. Well, good
Thank
morning.
You.
God is so great, gracious, and merciful, and loving. Father God loves us so much, and he has great plans for each one of us. He destined us for greatness, and we are grateful that the Most High God knows our name. And this morning, we're going to read Psalms 27, 1 through 5. You know, God is awesome. He didn't just leave us in the dark. He gave us his words, his written words, along with speaking to us. So we are blessed and highly favored of him. Psalms 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold in the to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire into his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. Hallelujah. I thank God that he sets us on, you know, in a high place, upon a rock. And he is the rock, the solid rock. I thank God for the word this morning. You know, he's a great God. He is our Father. He is our Lord. He is our shepherd. Today is Family Day. And we're honoring families today. We decree and declare that greatness is in our houses, and our lives shall be resurrected in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that in 2017, God will answer all of our prayers with breakthroughs. We decree and declare that God shall arise this year, and our giants shall be scattered in the name of Jesus. We decree that the devourer will not consume our blessings. We decree that God shall turn our worst times into our best times in the name of Jesus. We declare promotion and elevation. So we shall find, God shall find it up. We decree promotion and elevation shall find us over and over and over in the name of Jesus. I don't know, but I don't know about you, but I love to praise his name. I love to praise the Lord. So we're going to be praising the Lord this morning like never before. Let's give him glory. This is 2017, a year of blessings. So we are thanking the Lord this morning for what he's doing. He's done great things already. So we're just grateful that the Most High God knows our name. He knows everything concerning us. Nothing is secret from him. Nothing is hidden from him. He is our Father, our Lord, and our Shepherd. He is the true and living Father. He is the God that we need. So we're calling on him this morning. We don't have anybody else that we could call on. We got to call on him, Almighty Father. Thank you. we call him Abba Father. He's more real than the skin on our bones. We need him daily. Can't make it without him. Can't do without him. We are trusting in the Almighty today. And we are thanking God that he is our Lord and our Savior. He is our King. We don't know the way, but if we depend upon him, he will lead us in the way. So this morning we say, Abba, Father, you are real to us. You are worth more than silver or gold. So we are thanking the Lord this morning for everything that he's done. And the things that he's about to do, he's about to do great things in our lives. So just wait on him. Wait on him. He's going to do great things. Well, you know, most of the time we think of family. We think of our human family. Our father, our mother, our brothers, our sisters, and our extended family. You know, we think of our grandparents. We think of our uncles and aunts and cousins. We think of, you know, that's how we think of family, because that's how we were born, into a family. And some, you know, some families nowadays, they're made up of maybe a father and children, or and then other families are made up of a mother and children. But we thank God for family. The first family God created lived in the Garden of Eden. And they had everything they needed and more. God gave Adam and Eve simple instructions, and they did not follow his instructions. They disobeyed God, and consequences came. God had already warned them of the consequences. They were made in God's image, and so God allowed them to have free will. But they chose to disobey God. So, you know, today we can't choose to disobey God. We got to choose to obey him. Now, we can choose because he gave us free will. But when we choose to disobey God, there are consequences that come. And I don't know about you, but I don't like those consequences when they come. I don't like consequences. So I got to choose to obey God every day. I don't like consequences. So I'm like, Lord, I need you daily. I need your help. So you know what he does? He gives us his help. So this morning we have Jackie Travis on with us from Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Jackie. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Sister G.
How you doing today?
Well, to be honest, I just got up, darling. I was
all right.
Tired, real tired.
Say that again.
I know, I just was tired last night. And I was real tired from work. And I went to bed early, and I'm just getting up, darling. So I'm just listening in for right now. Maybe I can
all
play
right.
Just a little bit. Ooh. Okay, now.
All right, no problem. So we're talking about families, the family. You know, God gave Adam and Eve, as I said, those simple instructions, but they disobeyed him. And we have choices. We can choose to obey God, or, you know, there are rewards and consequences in God. And, you know, thank God he's merciful. Thank God that you know, he's kind and courteous and loving towards us. Because if he wasn't merciful, oh, my God, we wouldn't even be here today. Because we sin. He said, no good thing can come from our flesh. So we sin. But God wants us to come to him. God is merciful. He's forgiving. When we sin, it separates us from God. That's what happened to Adam and Eve. It separated them from God. God used to come every day in the garden and call them and talk with them and communicate with them. And, you know, he's talking to us today. Sometimes we don't hear. Sometimes we, you know, we full of sin and our ears are plugged up with demonic stuff, wax. But we got to call on him like never before, daily. Stay in his presence. I don't know about you, but I got to stay in his presence. That's the way I exist. I got to keep calling on him. I got to keep listening to his voice. Because I don't know what to do. Even in the morning when I get up, I'm like, Lord, What do I need to do today? Direct my steps, direct my path. Help me, Lord. So, you know, when we sin, we separate. We separate ourselves from God. That's not the way God wants it, but that's what we do because of our choices. God made a way for us to come back to him. He redeemed us back to himself. So God created a people unto him, a spiritual family. Today is family day, but we're going to talk about the spiritual family as well that God chose. So God adopted us. He created us in his image. And, you know, we were fleshly children. The choice that we made, we sinned. So he said, okay, I'm going to call you back to me. So we're now in the family of God. Deuteronomy 14:2 says, for thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord hath chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above the nations, above all nations that are upon the earth. And, you know, we are peculiar. You know, people told, I know when I was a child, people used to say, you know, she different. She different. And, you know, you go places and they always talk about how different you are. And I thought it was a bad. I'm like, I want to be like other children. But I was never like other children, never been like other people. Even now, people say I'm peculiar. But that's a good thing. Thank God. He made us peculiar. He made us more like him. So, you know, hey, it's a good thing to be peculiar. Isaiah 63:16 says, doubtless that thou art our father. We believe, we know without a shadow of a doubt that he is our father. Yep, we're in his family, the family of God. Doubtless thou art our father. Through Abraham, though Abraham be ignorant of us and the Israel acknowledge us not, thou, O Lord, art our Father, our Redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting. He's a Redeemer. You know, when we decide to go out there and sin, Satan caught us in a trap. He said, aha, I got you now. But God sent Jesus and he redeemed us back. So now we're in the family of God. And I thank God that we are in the family of God. Hosea 11:1 says, when Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. He called us out that sinful way. You know, Egypt was full of sin. He called us back. He said, okay, I'm going to make a way for you. So he sent Jesus. Now, John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Isn't that awesome? You just got to believe on his name and obey him, and you are part of the family of God. Romans 8:15, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Did you hear that song I played a few minutes ago? Abba, we need you more than the ground we stand on. We need you more than the skin on our bones. We need you more than the air we breathe. We really need Father God. He is our Redeemer, and we have the spirit of adoption. He adopted us into his holy family, into his righteous family. He forgave us for all of our sins. And so now we are God's people. We're created in his image. God created us to be a peculiar treasure unto him. Exodus 19:5-6 says, now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, above people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto your children. Isn't that awesome? God made a way. He put us in his family. He made us peculiar. So we stand out. You know that light that radiates around us. People see it, especially people in the dark. people out there in the dark, you know, they doing evil, wicked things. They know. They know, children of God. They know you when you walk down the street. They know you when you're driving in your car. They know you in the grocery store. They know when you're a child of God. So God has chosen us. He has chosen children. Deuteronomy 7, 6 through 8. For thou art a holy people unto God, the Lord. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you because you were more in number, because it was many of us, than any people. For you were, he didn't choose you because you were few in number of all people, but he chose us because the Lord loves us, and because he would keep the oath which he has sworn to your fathers, our forefathers, our grandparents, our great-great-grandparents, all the way back, thousands of generations, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to thousands of generations. Today is Family Day. We're honoring families. Our speaker today is a part of the family of God. She knows God, but most of all, he knows her name. He knows her address. He knows where she is right now. Our speaker today is a woman of God. She's a family woman. She has sons and daughters, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. So she preaches the word of God with simplicity. She's from New Orleans, Louisiana. She's my friend, my prayer partner. She is a woman of faith. She learned to trust in the Lord a long time ago, and she realizes that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Her name is Minister Glory Dean Charlo. Good morning, Minister Glory Dean. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm doing fine. I thank God for that. Praise God. I was still a little bit under the weather, but I thank God I feel so much better.
Amen. He is our healer, Jehovah Rapha. Call on him, he will heal us.
Amen, amen, amen.
Well, let God have his way as you bring forth the word. We are listening.
Oh, praise God. Well, I thank God, you know, for being able to bring the word. And I just was looking, I thank God for the prayer line. I thank God for the radio ministry. I thank God for all the ones out there listening. I thank God for all the ones that's on Pregnant Today program singing and lifting up the name of Jesus. We just give God the glory today. We give him the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, God is a good God, and today you say it's Family Day, huh? Today
yes.
is Family Day. Praise God. Well, we thank God for family. You know, it says that the family, the values of a family, the traditional or either the cultural values passed on from generation to generation. In other words, it boils down to how we want to live our family life, how we want to live, period, with God. And we have to learn how by receiving him, reading the scriptures and knowing, being taught about the family, who the family is. You know, we came up as family, and when we were young, we were taught righteousness, being around a table, eating correctly, taught to eat correctly, and all these different things as children, growing up, teenagers, we were taught. And we would go to church every Sunday. We were going to church, get ready for church every Sunday, taught to go to church. Family values, the things that we were doing that family would do, mother and father. And sometimes if the father's not in the house, guess what? The mother would keep it going. The grandmother would keep it going. The great-grandmother these days are keeping it going. Hallelujah. Giving true and good, decent values to grandchildren today and great-grandchildren. We just thank God for the grandmothers today. We thank God for the grandmothers keeping up the values, keeping up these values that we should have in our life with God being first, the love of God being first in our lives. Praise God. I'm a little cold. But we have, even as we have coming up, we have power struggles with the enemy. Always coming in the family, enemies, Satan coming in to try to destroy families, break up families, take them apart. But you know, through prayer, it kept us going. It kept us going, and we're still together. Hallelujah. But you know, it's so wonderful to think back how we grew up with being taught the right things. But they say, train up a child in the way he should go. When he's older, he will not depart from it. Praise God. We're not departing right now from what we have learned. We've learned to be thankful. We've learned how to treat one another. We've learned how to be respectful to the elders and everything. We have learned. And these values, we stay with us from a child. We can think about right now how we were taught. Of course, we had to be whipped. We had to be chastised. Praise God. I mean, we were chastised. When they chastised, they didn't play. Hallelujah, you know. But, you know, God is such a good God. And, you know, if you look in Hebrew, the 12th chapter, you know, how it tells us that we are the children of God, that we are legitimate, praise God Almighty. And I just want to take a little time to just read that scripture that's Hebrew 10. If you turn your Bibles to Hebrew 12, praise God, and I think I'm going to get it right away. You know, Hebrew 12. I should have had it right there, but I was kind of a little busy getting other little things together. Praise God, trying to get that message together. I really want to get that message together for today, which is very important. If we look at Hebrew 12, at 12 about the family, I'm thinking about the family. See, we have to grow up. We're not going to stay young. We have to grow up. Now we're in the family. Family of God, now we're in the family of God. Not only in our regular family, now we have come to the point older where we receive Christ in our lives. We've come in the family of God now. Family of God. See what the family of God is about. Praise God. If we look at Hebrew 12, praise God, and we can look at the scriptures from 5 to 9. It says, if it says here, and we have forgotten, stuff number 5, Hebrew 12. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. See, we have been adopted by God. We are heirs with God the Father and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We have become sons now. We are sons of God. He's our Father. This is what he says, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement of the Father, whereof we are partakers, you are not partakers of him. And then we are called illegitimate children, sons, but we are legitimate. We have been adopted. We are legitimate children here in the family of God. We're in the family of God, and we are going to be chastised. Furthermore, we've had what? They said, fathers of flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? If we took chastisement of our regular fathers on earth, guess what? We are chastised. Our Father, a better way, we going to really know the difference. See, when our fathers, mothers, whatever, chastised and back in the day, it was like our earthly fathers disciplined us for his pleasure. But our heavenly Father chastises us for our growth, our good. It's for our good. We have to be chastised. And when you move out the rain, when you move out from under your Father, our Father, now this is a family. We're in the family of God. When we move out of this family on the side, begin to move out now from under our Father chastising us, well, guess what? We are moving into the illegitimate side. See, there are illegitimate children that don't want God in their lives. They believe in some other kind of religion that takes them away from the Father, that they're believing another belief, whatever. But you see, we have to know that there is one God, one Father, and that's Jehovah God. He's our Father, and he's going to chastise us, and we should want to be chastised in our days. We need to be chastised, hallelujah. And we just thank God, because sometimes, you know, even in the family of God, in the church right now, family and church, guess what? What we doing, we let the enemy come in. When young, even young growing up, we play, but we get back to playing together again. You know, like children, the enemy try to destroy that. But we as children, we come straight on back together, you know, talking with one another. But here in churches today, in the family, guess what we find? We need to be, sometimes we act as we don't have a father, and we are more out of the righteousness and act as though we don't have corrections. So therefore, we fail to get along with others of God. You know, some people in the church don't speak to one another. Oh, my God. And you say you're a child of God. You say that God is your Father. And you say you can't speak to this brother, sister. You cannot sit on the same seat, same pew. You cannot. You have the attitude, oh, no, this is not. God is not your Father. You're acting like a, and you're adopted now, but you're acting like a illegitimate child. But we are not illegitimate. We are legitimate of God. And we act as though we have to. See, we have to repent. We have to get out of this. Praise God. We cannot continue to be the same way. God is our Father. When we move out of position, we are chastised. We move ourselves and act like we are illegitimate sons and daughters of God. It is the love of our Father that brings us back. All of God's sons are in his hands for discipline. We are in God's hands. If you don't be in God's hand, remember, you are not a child of God. You are not acting like a family of God. You're not. So there has to be a change. There has to be a change in our lives. We have to grow. Discipline leads to growth. And we have to, all God's sons and daughters are in his hands for discipline. So we have to be disciplined as a family. You know how it was when we were young? Well, guess what? Now we are older. Christ is in our lives. We got to act as though he is. We have to get out of that childish way. We are not, Paul said, when I was a child, I act like a child, spoke like a child. Now I'm a man. I'm a be like a man, speak the things of God. We cannot allow ourselves to fall into the things of the enemy. We don't want to fall into the hands of the enemy. We could lose our souls. We could lose our very souls. Fall in the hands of the enemy, being contrary, thinking ourselves more highly than others. What did it say in 12th chapter of Romans? Be not conformed to this world any longer, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. You know, this is a very important scripture. We need to take it and dissect that scripture and just go all in it and break it all down and see what it means. We should not be the same if we're in the house of God, in the family of God. No. We have to be, there's got to be a change in us. We cannot no longer be the same. Let's think about that today, brothers and sisters. Let's think about it, brothers and sisters. How are you? It's time now to repent of things that you're doing that's not right being in the family of God. You're going to be chastised. So guess what? What you do now, praise God, is repent. Repent. All these things that's not right that you're doing against one another. Of course we're going to be hurt with the people tell us, but we have to learn how to forgive. Forgive. You got to practice forgiveness so you won't fall into hate and all of these things that the enemy would like to be upon us. All of these are the flesh that's not of God. Hate. We won't even have the fruit of the Spirit. God wants us to have the fruit of the Spirit. Not the deeds of the flesh. So we have to know who we are. We're in the family of God. He's going to chastise us. So let's repent of the things how you spoke to one another. Now is the time to repent. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't, as you hear me speaking, begin to repent of things that you know you have said or done wrong to one another, even in your own family. own household. Therefore, God is more important because we are moving out to be a Christian because we don't know the day or the hour when Jesus Christ is coming. Now is the time. And when we repent, we have to forgive. God said if he don't forgive, he will not forgive us. Look, my brothers and sisters, this is very serious. We are the family of God. He's our Father. He is going to chastise us. He will chastise us. Psalm 119 and verse 165 says, don't be so controlled of under being insulted by others. He's saying that great peace for those that are offended. So great peace, the peace of God. Forgive. Peace comes from God. Let God take care of it. God has our back. Mm-hmm. He can take care of it. But we have to be obedient to God. Let's be obedient to God. Let me tell you, this is a very serious lesson coming into the family because it's so important to be in the family of God. But I do want you to read that Hebrew, the 12th chapter, from 5 to 9. I use the word illegitimate, but you're going to see what that word really says. But, you know, sometimes I just don't say that word because people think the youngsters don't understand it, think it's a curse word. But that is a word that's right in the Bible when you read it. Praise God. It tells us. It tells us that we are, as they say, I don't like to say the word, but we want to know that children are listening. But that is the word you have to understand. Read that scripture, Hebrew 12, read it for yourself. Hallelujah. And know what God is saying to us today. And remember that we're going to be chastised. Remember Romans 12. Be not conformed to this world any longer, but be thou transformed by the what? The renewing of the mind. Now, you cannot say you've become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new if you're still acting in the old way. Let's stop the old way. Let's get right with God. Let's get right with one another. Going to church on Sunday, whoever you're not sitting by, whoever you're not speaking to, it's time for change. We don't know when Jesus is coming. We don't know. We're in the family now. Family of God, our family, our regular family, and all, you know. So we just thank God, even for the family of God, us being the children of God, legitimate children of God. We have been adopted. We are heirs of Father, heirs of Jesus Christ. He's going to chastise us because we have received him into our lives. Praise God. So God loves you today. I love you, and I pray that you received this lesson today.
God amen, bless you. Amen. What a word. The family of God. Yes, indeed. We are now a part of the family of God. I thank you, Gloria Dean, for that awesome word because that's what we need. You know, we're the family of God. We got to, you know, think about the values that God gave us.
Yes.
God chastens us. He wants us to grow. Like she said, you know, in 1 Corinthians 13, when I was a child, I spake like a child, but when I became an adult, I put those childish things away. And, you know, even children forgive each other. I mean, they do it quickly, but the older they get, the less they want to forgive. And by the time they become adults, they're like, whew, forget that. I don't like him. I don't like her. But the Bible
And, you know, I like that scripture Joshua said, you know, even our children have moved out of the household, our regular children, and they're going about doing things, you know, that way of living. But they still kind of remember some of the values, but now they're going their own way because Satan wants to get in and change them. But, you know, I like that scripture that we can say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And when they say that, those children are beginning to come in. I don't care if they're 50 years old. They're coming in. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And you know the other scripture, Isaiah 54 and 17, it says 13, Isaiah 54 and 13, all my children shall be taught of the Lord, and greatness shall be their peace. Hallelujah. You got to bring them in with the word of God. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God for you. I really thank God for you allowing the Holy Spirit to come in and minister to the people today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank you so much.
I thank God for you. That was a powerful word. We need that today of being in the family of God. We were born into a human family.
Yes.
But we need to be a part of the family of God.
Amen.
So I thank God for the word, Gloria Dean. Thank you so much. called at the last minute. She said yes, so I thank God. Well, you know,
yeah,
salvation is extended to all people.
Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God gave salvation to the whole world. It's up to them. It's up to us.
Yes.
And he wants us, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the good news of the gospel. Tell other people about me. You know about me. You love me. But spread the love. So I thank God. Now, you know, it's salvation time on Bible Storyland today. If anyone on here is not saved, press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation.
Amen. I have to go now.
Okay, go ahead. So I thank God for all of you that came on this morning. Salvation
Amen.
Is extended to all people.
Hallelujah.
So Romans 10:9-10, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus up on the third day, and you shall be saved. So God waits on us. He's given the invitation. He waits on us. So we thank God everybody on here is saved this morning. And, you know, once we get saved, we got to do what God tells us to do. We cannot go back. We can't backslide. Backsliding is a sin. And God wants us to move forward. So we got to move forward in him. We have to obey him. We got to do what he wants us to do. We can't be like the prodigal. You know, he had mud all over him. The mire, the mud, miry clay all over. So we got to press our way to follow God. We can't do it by ourselves. I tried over and over to do the right thing all the time, but I got to say, Father, I need help with this. I need help right here. I need help with this. I need help with that. And we got to say, Abba, Father, I need you more than the skin on my bones. I need you more than my very breath, my life itself. So we're thanking the Lord this morning. Well, it is prayer time on Bible Storyland. It's prayer time. So we're going to be praying for what people are requesting this morning. We miss Pastor Donna Hawkins. We're going to be praying for her and her family. Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. She had to go to a prayer breakfast this morning. So we miss her. But hopefully next week she'll be back on. And we're going to be praying for Jackie Travis, her husband, her family. She's a part of the family of God. We're going to be praying for her children, her two children, two daughters, and her patients, those people that she take care of on a godly basis. That's her ministry. So anybody else need prayer, press 1. All right. Nobody else press 1 this morning? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for Pastor Donna Hawkins. You know you called her. You chose her. She's your very elect daughter. And, Lord, we are so grateful, Lord God, that you are strengthening her on every hand. Now, Lord, you know she's concerned about her mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins. And we thank you for Mother Hawkins' strength, her health. Encourage her, Lord, like never before. You are a great encourager, Lord. Comfort her and strengthen her. Lord, we're thanking you, Lord God, for the Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky, where Pastor Donna ministers to the people. She's your pastor, part of the fivefold ministry, the apostles and the pastors and the evangelists, the pastors and the teachers. So, Father, I thank you and the prophets, Lord. I thank you for the ministry that she has. And I thank you that she's your obedient servant. Now, God, give her strength, Lord. Give her physical strength and spiritual strength, oh God. Draw her and her husband closer with you and closer with each other, oh God. Bless their family, Lord, the entire family. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for Mother Hawkins. We thank you for what you're doing for Mother Hawkins. We thank you for blessing her in safety and peace of mind and strength, oh God. Lord, we lift up Jackie this morning, Jackie Travis, your daughter. You know Jackie, you created Jackie in your image, Lord. You have great plans for her life, oh God, plans she doesn't even know about at all, Lord. You are a great God, and you are always loading us up with those benefits. Now, Lord, you know she works hard daily. Sometimes it seems like 7 days a week she's working. She'll go when she's not even on duty, when her parent, her patients call her to go, Lord. Oh, Father, when they need her, she's there. Whether she go to emergency with them, whether she surprises them with their birthday or take them shopping, she does all kind of things. And, Father, she lay hands on them, I thank you that they shall recover. I thank you that they shall, oh, God, be healed of many sicknesses because of Jackie, oh, God, your humble servant. Lord, I lift up the Bible Storyland family today, Lord God. Karen Hytel and her family. All those who come on Bible Storyland, Lord God. We just thank you for what you're doing in all of our lives. We honor you. We honor your presence. We just thank you that you are Lord. You are God. You are Shepherd. And Lord, even those who have needs that were not spoken, we lift them up before you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, for ministering to them in a very special way. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, heal bodies, Lord God. Keep our minds stayed on you, Father God. And, Father, we just come to repent before you because we're human and we don't even know all of our errors. So we ask you to forgive us, Lord. Create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit daily within us, oh, God. And we just bless you right now. We honor you. We give you glory and praise and thanksgiving because you are a wonderful Father. Nobody can be compared to how great you are. How mighty you are, how powerful you are. Father, you know our needs even before we bring them to you. You are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. Nothing is secret from you. You know everything, even things we don't know about ourselves. So, Father, we repent and ask forgiveness. Oh, God, for secret faults, for sins, for abominations against you. Those things that we're not even aware of, those things that we are aware of, we ask forgiveness, oh God. And we just bless and honor you today, Lord. We thank you that you are the King of Kings. You are Almighty God. Lord, meet every need that we have today, oh God. Meet every need, oh God. And we just thank you that you said if we draw close to you, you're definitely going to draw close to us. So we are drawing close to you this morning, oh God. And we thank you that you are a shepherd and we shall not want, leading us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And, Lord, I ask you to refresh Jackie, Lord. Give her more strength, more energy, Lord. Help her on her journey, Lord. Remove any discouragement from her, Lord God. Bless her husband and her family, Lord, her daughters, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her. And, Lord, be with every patient that she takes care of. But sometimes they're very low sick. But, Lord, she could call on your name for every patient, and I thank you, Lord. I just bless and honor you right now. And thank you for what you've done on Bible Storyland this morning. Bless our speaker, Lord. Oh, God, Glory Dean Charlo from New Orleans, Louisiana. Bless her like never before. Heal her body. Strengthen her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the mighty word that you put in her mouth to bring forth to us, oh, God. We seal the word and the prayers with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And Lord, I think I bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy. As we begin to close out today, Lord God, I thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in Jesus' name. All right. Anybody have anything they want to say before we close out today? All right. Well, it is closing time on Bible Storyland. I thank God that he chose us to be a part of the family of God. God is faithful to us. Yes, I'm sorry. Did someone say something? God is faithful to us. And you know what? He didn't leave us alone. He gave us a comforter, the Holy Spirit, that leads and guides us daily. You know, when you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Obey. Sometimes you hear it and people say, oh, yeah, something told me something. Nope. More than likely, if it was the right thing, God told you. God spoke to you. We know when the devil speaks because he always say, yeah, you don't have to like her. You don't have to like him. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do it. Uh-uh. That's the enemy. So you don't want to obey that voice. Learn to hear and obey the voice of God. Well, I look forward to speaking to each of you next Saturday on Bible Storyland. It will be joyful praise day. Oh, we have a mighty speaker that's coming on next week as well. I thank God for you all coming and singing and praising and listening to the word and just being an encouragement to Bible Story Land. I love each of you. You already know God loves you more. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget, praise the Lord like you lost your mind. You know how David did? He praised God so much, God came out of his clothes. So praise God. Love y'all. Bye-bye.